So I've been asked to talk about the shield of faith. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And I guess when we think of a shield, we might sometimes think of a shield that looks a little bit like this. Or maybe a shield that looks a little bit like this. But I think in my head, and maybe what Paul was thinking about was a shield that looked a little bit like this. And it's with this shield that God says that we're able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And the wicked one, as most of you might know, is the devil, the enemy of our souls. And if you're a Christian, then you will be attacked. Paul makes no exceptions in his passage here. The more like Christ you want to be, the more the enemy is interested in trying to stop you and to tempt you and to pull you away from what God wants you to do. You see, he's not really interested in Christians who aren't living out their faith. A theoretical Christianity is the devil's best friend. He wants to stop the Christians. He wants to stop those that are trying to live like the Lord Jesus. Those are the ones that he's going to be sending the fiery darts to. And he will attack. And he's very good at attacking, as I'm sure most of us know. And he knows how to get to us as human beings. Because Satan is a very old campaigner. He's been in the business of deceiving men and women for thousands and thousands of years. And he knows exactly how to approach each individual soul. And I'm sure we're sitting here tonight, today, and we can all think of that one sin that we know time and time again. The devil just gets us. Every time we're tempted, every single time it comes up, we give in. We all have that one Achilles heel, that one sin. Maybe some of you are thinking that you have more than one, and perhaps you do. But there's always one or two things, and every single time, the devil just gets us without exception. And he catches us, and we give in to temptation on a daily basis. And why is that? Because sin is pleasurable. The fruit in the garden back in Genesis looked good to eat. And you know, some people will tell you that sin is rotten and sin is terrible, and it is. But sin is also very pleasurable. But it's not the fact that it's what comes afterwards. It's the venomous bite afterwards that is the big thing about sin. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. And we as, it's the after effect of sin, it's the hangover of sin that gets you. It's very pleasurable for those few moments in time, that brief period in time. But then afterwards, it's what happens afterwards. It's the broken relationship with God. It's the guilt. It's the fear. It's the complete distraughtness that you have in your soul after you know you've given in. And it doesn't last. Because the Bible says, talks about sin in lots of different ways. But in Hebrews 11, it talks about it as a fleeting pleasure. Something that is temporary. And ultimately, what the devil is trying to do when he tempts you, is he trying to get you to believe that what he can offer is better than what God can offer. You know, the devil, I've got a picture of a magnet up there. The devil tempts us with evil that comes from outside of us. So these worries, these sins, these thoughts. And because we're human beings, there's something inside of us that is like a magnetic draw to that sin. You know, when the Lord was tempted in the Gospels, there was nothing inside of him that would have made him give in to the devil. But because of our fallen nature, when the devil comes calling, there's something inside of us that is just drawn magnetically to whatever the devil is offering us at that moment in time. And you know, I don't want you to think that everybody's tempted in the same way. We all have our individual burdens. We all have our individual sins. And the devil knows exactly which fiery dart to fire your way that will set you alight, that may not set the person sitting next to you alight. He knows exactly which way around. And we can become very, very hypocritical. We all look down our nose at other people who are spreading gossip or lying or getting really angry because that's their particular sin that they struggle with. And we'll look down our noses at them. All while we are sitting there on our computer with 6 tabs of pornography up on the screen. We all have an individual sin. We all have an individual burden. And we all have that chink in our armour that the devil can fire his fiery dart at and it will get us. We all have those buttons that the enemy can press, those weak spots that make us flammable to those fiery darts. And if we get our defences down, and if we don't hold up that shield of faith, the devil will get in. You know, some of you may be on your computer late at night, a fiery dart gets sent your way. A bit of gossip that you hear, and you're just consumed with this overcoming thing that you just need to go and tell somebody else. Or you're worrying about something. You're worrying about the future. A sudden thought comes in your head about something that's going to happen. Or you're worried about you'll never get married, or you'll never get a good job, or you'll never find a place to live, or anything like that. And a fiery dart just gets sent your way. Sometimes you might be sitting there and suddenly a thought comes into your head about, am I really saved? And the devil loves to do that, to make you unsure about your salvation. You know, maybe you're out with your friends, you're out having a drink, and the devil's there and he's just saying, just one more, just have one more. And we all have our individual sins, we all have our individual temptations. And the devil, as I said, knows them very, very well. And we have this cycle on the board. It commit the sin, and then you feel down and depressed and a complete failure. And then you promise to yourself that you're never going to do it again. And you know, it might last a short amount of time. Maybe it lasts a day, a month, maybe an hour. But you know, the devil loves this cycle because of this arrow up here on the top left. The one that brings it right back round again. Because we're trying to do things by ourselves. We're trying to do this from a very natural point of view. We promise to ourselves we're never going to do it again. And what happens? It lasts a short amount of time and we're right back where we started. I said the devil knows us very well, but there's somebody that knows us even better. And that person is the Lord Jesus. And the Bible says that we're never tempted more than we can bear. But you see, we're not just left to fend for ourselves. The Roman shield, which I think was what Paul was imagining perhaps, is big enough to protect the whole of the soldier, except for that really tall girl there on the right, who, for safeguarding purposes, have had to replace her head. It is big enough to protect the whole of the soldier. And faith in God is able to protect you from every single fiery dart that the enemy can possibly send your way. And the shield of faith, it's faith in God. It's that complete and utter confidence in the promises, in the relationship, in the enjoyment that you can have with God. It's holding out that shield of faith and saying, this is who I stand for. Faith protects the whole person. Paul had complete confidence in his Saviour. He says a number of times, but perhaps most clearly, he says, I know whom I have believed. I know the complete and utter confidence that you can find in God. Our faith is not in ourselves. Very little about being a Christian is actually doing anything yourself. And our faith is not in God at all, not in us at all, it's in God. And He is more than able to protect us when Satan comes calling. And you know, you might be sitting here today thinking, well, you know, I don't have that faith. I don't have that strong of faith. And the Bible says everything is possible for him who believes. And there's this story about this man here, this boy's father, very, very unwell. And the boy's father exclaimed, and something I think perhaps we can relate to, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. You might be sitting here thinking, I can't overcome that temptation. I can't get rid of that one thing in my life. I can't get that chink out of my armour. But everything is possible for him who believes. There's no part of a believer that can't come under the protection of God if his entire confidence is in God? And how can we get that defence up and running? How can we get so that we are able to face the fiery darts of the enemy? How are we going to be reminded about these promises? And how are we going to be reminded about our confidence in God? It's the scriptures. You know, when the Lord was tempted, what did he use to refute the devil? It was the Bible, time and time again. So when you're tempted, when you have that moment, when you're sitting there on the computer, or you're on your phone, or you're talking to somebody, or you're out, pray to the Holy Spirit to bring a verse of scripture to mind to overcome that fiery dart. You can't do it yourself. There's no power that we have in ourselves to fight the devil. We can't stand against the devil in our own strength. It has to be through the power of the Holy Spirit bringing God's word to our minds. So when you are tempted, when you are in that situation, I want you to remember some of these things that Jesus is doing at that very moment. At that very moment you're tempted. First of all, Jesus is loving you. Jesus is praying for you. Jesus is representing you on your behalf. Jesus is sympathizing with your weakness. He's providing a way of escape. He's sanctifying you and he's making you holy. He's advocating and pleading your case before the Father. He's ruling and reigning in complete sovereign power over that temptation. And he's upholding you and the entire universe by his word. And he's sustaining you so that you may remain faithful to the end. Whenever the devil attacks, don't face him in your own strength. Face him in the confidence and strength of God. Sometimes the devil will try and attack your head. And I don't want to step into anybody else's section. But you know, those doubts and worries that just randomly come from nowhere. As I said, you never get married, you never have a job, you never reach the potential that God wants you to get to. The lying, the anger, the random blasphemous thoughts. I don't know if you've ever been sitting in the meeting or church and you just had this completely horrible thought just enter into your head. You know, the devil loves to attack. And the shield of faith is able to protect every part, including the head. You know, if you are worried about your future, write a Bible verse on a post-it note and stick it somewhere where you're going to see it every day. If you're worried about you're never going to get married, you're never going to get a job, if you're worried about lying or anger, write a Bible verse and stick it somewhere. One of the websites I looked at said, stick it on your car dashboard or on your fridge or somewhere where you're going to see it every day. Because it's not, you can't do it yourself. The Bible is this tremendous resource that we have, and it's God's word. And it's by that word that we're able to stand against the darts of the devil. It's the only protection that we have in this world. We can stand by God's word. We can stand on God's word. And I speak for myself, I don't use it as much as I should. But he attacks the hands and the feet, tries to get you to trip up in your daily life, tries to get you to go somewhere or do something that you know you shouldn't do. We talked earlier, you know, laptops, phones, one of the biggest temptations probably at the moment, certainly for men, perhaps for women as well, is going on the internet. You know, change the background on your phone to a Bible verse. Change the background on your laptop to a Bible verse. You know, we all are very impressed by the picture that you've got at the moment on your phone background of you, that off-guard picture of you where you just happen to be tensing your biceps and it all looks very nice, okay? But change it to a Bible verse. If that's a particular temptation, if you go on your phone late at night and you're scrolling through stuff that you probably shouldn't be scrolling through, put a Bible verse there instead. Help it to remind you, actually, that's not who I am. I'm on God's side now. Same for the laptop. Same for your wallet. If you're out and you've got a particular temptation with, I don't know, drinking too much or whatever it is, put a little ticket in your wallet with a Bible verse on it. So when you go and reach for your card or your cash, it's there. Because the only protection that we have, we can't do it ourselves. I can't stress that enough. We try and do it ourselves, and we fall and we fail so often. What about this? The conscience. The devil loves to attack your conscience. A recent sin. Am I really saved? Those random thoughts just come into your head. They certainly come into mine. You know, the devil is very clever, because he loves to make the sin that you're about to commit seem very, very small and insignificant. But he loves to make the sin that you've just committed seem very, very big and unforgivable. And that's what the devil loves to do. And yet faith, the confidence that we have in God, will protect us. We can look in the Bible and we can read when the devil says, "Are you really saved? What you've done just then, surely that's it." You can read, "The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses me from all sin." The devil, he loves to accuse. He's called that in the Bible. And he comes to you and he says, "You're a great sinner." And you say, "Yes, I am. But I have a great Saviour." You have no hope. How can you possibly think that you have a place in heaven? "The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses me from all sin." Roman shields had the emblem of the legion that they belonged to on the front. They all had a different pattern. And on our shield of faith, the one that we can hold up, is the blood-red cross of our Saviour. And you know, when the devil sees that, there is no answer. Everything that the devil loves to accuse us with, everything that he can say possibly against us, is completely nullified because of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is now no condemnation, the Bible says. There's nothing that the devil can accuse you of that hasn't been sorted out by the blood of the Lord Jesus. You know, faith, it says the shield of faith is not only able to defend us against temptation. It says it's able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. You see, faith doesn't just stop you giving into that temptation then and there, in that one moment. It does do that. But you know what else it does? It can give you complete victory over that sin. It can quench that sin forever. Sometimes you might think you're going to be stuck in that one sin, and you're never going to get out of that cycle, and you're never ever going to be able to give it up. You're never ever going to be stopped being able to go on your computer. You're never ever going to be stopped being angry. You can't stop lying. That's a lie of the devil. Because actually, there can be complete victory over your sin because of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, all the power of Satan has been broken and gone. The Lord Jesus Christ has gone through death, and it says annulled him who has the power of death. He's completely overcome the devil. The Bible says the Son can set you free. That doesn't just mean initially, in terms of your salvation. The Son can set you free from whatever is holding you back at the moment. Whatever sin cycle you're caught in, the Lord Jesus is able to set you free from that. It's not just stopping the fiery darts. It's able to quench the fiery darts. And it says here, stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And the next verse says, resist him steadfast in the faith. How do we resist the devil? Steadfast in the faith. You see, you can't fight the devil. I said that. It's not doing it in your own strength. But you can have faith and confidence in the one who has already defeated him. And it's when we don't rely on our captain of salvation, it's when we don't look to him, that's when we fail. That's when we fall. But if we're having our complete and utter confidence in God, there's nothing that the devil can do to touch us. One of the things that the Roman soldiers used to do was to get into what was called a tortoise formation. And you see, our own sin leads us astray. We have to hold our hands up with that and be honest. But you know, the strength in the number of shields. And we need godly brothers and sisters who are going to stand with us and watch our backs. It says, my brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring that person back, remember this, whoever turns a sinner from the error of their ways will save them from death and cover a multitude of sins. In the previous slide, it talked about the devil being a lion. And if you've ever watched a David Attenborough documentary, you see when lions hunt, they like to separate one out from the herd. And you know, the truth is, we need each other. You see, the truth is, Christianity is not a lonely faith. Christianity is not a faith where you try and do things by yourself. We need to trust and rely and depend and encourage one another. God's given us each other so that we can walk alongside each other. We can encourage one another. We can spur one another on in the faith. We can remind each other about our confidence that we have in God. We can strengthen one another in each other's faith. And you know, we really need to stop pretending that we're perfect. It's very easy to sit today, tomorrow in the meeting and look like you've got everything under control. But we all know that there's things in our lives that we want to sort out. We need to be honest with each other. We need to stop pretending that we've got everything sorted out, that our lives are perfect, that everything is perfectly suited and sorted, and we've got everything under control. Because I know I haven't. And I think we just need to be honest with each other. We need to be accountable with each other. We need to go and find somebody who is able to stand alongside us, and we can put the shields together, and we can stand and walk alongside our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Go and find somebody and have that really awkward conversation for 2 minutes where you're honest and open with each other and you say, do you know what? I haven't got everything sorted. I haven't got everything under control. I'm really, really struggling. If I asked you all in this room how you all were, everyone would say, yeah, I'm fine. But underneath, we're all struggling with something. And I think it's about time we were honest with each other. Because Christianity is not about reaching perfection straight away. Christianity is not about putting on a show. Christianity is about walking alongside one another in the love of the Lord Jesus. And I think it's probably time that we were finally honest and open with each other. Because the shields work best when we're walking alongside one another. If nothing else, we can certainly pray for one another. It's God that's the shield and that will protect you and reward you. You know, whatever the devil's trying to get you to do, God can give you more. It's that glimpsing, passing moment of chemical release in your head up against an infinite and eternal storehouse of blessing that God wants to give you. Fear not, I am your shield. I am your exceeding great reward. I am your shield. It's not about doing it ourselves. It's having the confidence and the faith and the trust in a God that's done everything for us and will continue to do everything for us now and forever. Christianity is not about doing it yourself. It's not about doing it alone. It's about confidence in God and walking alongside your brothers and sisters. It's not an easy journey, it's a very difficult pathway. The devil's out to get you. But we have so much resource that God's given us in the whole armour of God, but particularly the shield of faith. He's given us each other to walk alongside with. And we need to make sure that we're taking full advantage of everything that God's given us in our life so that we can quench the fiery darts of the wicked one.